trenches. True stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Good afternoon, this is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 93 of Within the Trenches. I'm currently in the podcast zone of the Colorado Convention Center for the 2015 National NENA Conference. This episode is sponsored by Agency 360 in digital and NENA. Today's guest, I have Andrew, an instructor with a Public Safety Training Consultants. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
Now, we were just talking just a moment ago, and you were saying that you have a class that you're going to be doing. What does all that consist of?
The class this afternoon that we're featuring is a class titled Do Sweat the Small Stuff, where oftentimes we think that something small is just exactly that, something small that we don't necessarily have to worry about. But in the long run, had we dealt with the problem from a leadership standpoint to begin with, perhaps a small item wouldn't have turned into a big item.
Now, what are one of the examples of those small things that you should really sweat?
Just some simple complaints that perhaps some people get from their line level employees. So we're looking for from a management standpoint of managers who perhaps disregard some ideas or some complaints, if you will, that employees have and don't necessarily follow through with them. So interpersonal conflict, customer service issues, equipment issues,
really
just a myriad of different things that are perhaps very menial in the big picture to a manager, but very, very important to somebody in the trenches or in the line level field.
Right, exactly. And customer service is a huge thing too, because you don't want to be a jerk on the phone with somebody who's calling, because that could be the very first time that they're calling 911 or in a non-emergency or whatever. You don't want to discourage them from not calling again.
Absolutely, yeah. And a lot of times we look at the first impression and what first impression are we providing of our agency, of the community, and more importantly, of the profession in general.
So do you guys talk about like the tone, how you should use your tone when responding to somebody? Or
yeah, not necessarily in today's class. It's more of a leadership class, but in some of our line level classes, we certainly do address tone and just conflict management and how to best appreciate or communicate with people on the phone.
Cool. And then, so the group that you work with, that's all Kevin Willett and everything, right?
Correct, yes.
Awesome. I've had him on the podcast a few times, and it's always a good time when he's on, and you guys do excellent work.
Thank
so
you.
How did you get into it all?
I started my career dispatching in Northern California, which was about 15 years ago, almost 16 now. And just basically thought that I was wanting to be a dispatcher for the rest of my life. Didn't really know what direction I was going to be headed in. Worked there at my agency for quite some time. Really enjoyed it. Moved up to the ranks, became management of the agency, and most recently I've just made a career change and working as a part-time dispatcher now, which enables me to be able to travel the country more and be able to teach, which is what I have a true passion for, is sharing information and teaching other folks within the industry.
Cool. So what was it like for you when you first started, though?
I think for everybody, it's a little bit overwhelming,
right?
You walk in your first day to work and you see, you know, your trainer and all the other coworkers just, basically doing the job with their eyes closed. And to you, this is a completely foreign concept and, perhaps something that you've never even seen before if you didn't go through any sort of pre-education or pre-training. So you look at everybody else who's been doing this job for 10 or 15 years or 20 years or whatever it happens to be, and they literally have their eyes closed and you're thinking, there's no way I can do this.
Right.
Very, very daunting task, it looks like.
Yeah. I remember when I first got in there and I'm watching everybody do it, and they're typing, they're talking on the radio at the same time, somebody's yelling at them on the phone, and they're trying to be cool with them, yet also trying to eat.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm the same way. I was standing there. What am I getting myself into? I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. This is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
So what about your training process? What was that like after you, that initial, holy crap, what am I doing here?
I had some excellent trainers, actually. So it worked out well for me. We had some folks that were very dedicated to the profession and clearly wanted more people to be able to do the job so that they could get time off and work less overtime, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I had some great trainers who mentored me through the process, and I had a little bit of experience before. I was a sheriff's explorer, basically a wannabe cop for a while, and decided I didn't want to be a cop. So I had a little bit of experience kind of in the dispatch field from that. So my training process was rather quick in the long run or the big picture. I went through the training process and then basically got released to work on my own just after a few months. And then before I knew it, I was training other new dispatchers. We had quite the influx of new folks we had to work with.
So. Wow. How big was your PSAP that you worked for?
We had about 15 employees
at
the time, yeah. But we were short-staffed, so that number was in basically cut in half. Right. And a small number, that's a humongous gap of people. So
yeah, were you working a lot of overtime then?
Oh yeah, there was lots of overtime, lots of mandatory shifts, lots of people wanting vacation off that wasn't necessarily covered. You know, the typical dispatch life. That was 15 years ago. It's the same thing today.
yeah, that's true. Because when I started, it was kind of the same way. But luckily, I had some prior experience already. Mm-hmm. I started in Florida, and then the rest of it was in Southwest Michigan. And I rushed through my training, and you know, everything went well. But we were very short-staffed, and I had to jump into the training mode as well. Exactly. Everybody was training.
Exactly.
So from there, then you're now working for PSTC.
Yeah, now working full-time, or I should say part-time, for public safety training consultants, traveling the country, teaching and meeting wonderful dispatchers, 911 professionals from across the country, and getting to share some of my experiences, and also, more importantly, getting to hear theirs and share theirs with other dispatchers across the country.
Awesome. Well, good. This one is a very quick, short, and sweet episode because you actually have the class that you're going to be teaching here. And I've got your card, though. So
perfect.
A lot of these episodes, too, when I do them with people that are out of the state, I do them over Skype, and they sound just as good. So I'm going to get you back on again so that we can have a much longer conversation.
We can finish this up. Yeah,
exactly. Thank you very much for being on the show. And for those listening, if you have any questions or anything, you can email the show, and that's going to be wttpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter. That's @911podcast. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. And this will be available and heard 24/7 on thejabberlog.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and SoundCloud. Have a good one.